the two largest American veterans groups are shrinking. The American Legion and VFW have lost more than a million members as those who served during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam grow old or pass away. The groups are struggling to attract the vets of today's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And a question on this Veterans Day is whether these institutions are still relevant. We've asked two reporters to look into that. We'll hear about those younger vets in a moment from Patricia Murphy of member station KUOW. But first, WUNC's Jay Price looks at how the traditional veterans groups are struggling.
At American Legion Post 87 in High Point, North Carolina, the bar is jumping, even though some of the patrons are almost 70 years old.
November of 68 to April of 69.
That's Fred Iannone. He's talking about when he served in Vietnam. He's the commander of Post 87, and many of the vets at the post are his age or older.
The sad part is some of the older vets, the World War II, the Korean vets, they're passing on. The Vietnam veterans so far, we're holding our own.
Holding their own, barely. Posts are losing older vets and not replacing them. Around the country, more than 2,000 Legion and VFW posts have closed. Posts that, with their baseball leagues and scholarships, had been deeply woven into the fabric of their communities. Post 87 won't shrink this year, partly because it's absorbing the members of a nearby post that shut down. Like many VFW and American Legion leaders, Iannone believes young veterans will join when they're older and have more free time. But attracting some now is crucial.
We need the younger blood, that's no doubt, to carry on the fight. Because now I tell them, the American Legion is the one that got you the right to go to a VA to get benefits.
That's because the Legion and VFW aren't just a presence in communities, they're also political giants. They've won iconic benefits for veterans, like the GI Bill. But if they lose enough members, they could also lose clout.
To keep that muscle, they need vets like 32-year-old John Knox, who left the Marines in 2006. Knox says he never considered joining a group like the VFW or the American Legion.
The American Legion, it was active in the town I grew up in, and it was just a drinking place. Knowing that alcohol abuse and alcoholism is definitely prevalent, there's definitely an aversion that way.
Instead, Knox joined Iraq Veterans Against the War. Then he went to work for a group called Growing Veterans, where he helps vets learn to farm. The group sells produce at a stand at the Seattle VA hospital.
So I'm going to put $22 on your card.
Okay. New veterans are looking for meaning and healing and camaraderie, and they have plenty of options. Army veteran Josh Wielden ticks off a list of service groups around Seattle.
The Mission Continues AmeriCorps Vet Corps program, Team Rubicon, IAVA, Growing Vets, 22 Kill, Red, White, and Blue, the Seattle Stand Down. I'm a member of like all of it but Red, White, and Blue because I don't like to run.
The Iraq veteran is also a lifetime member of the VFW. His father was a post commander. Wielden reveres his father's generation, but he doesn't always feel like he fits in.
Went to a district meeting and I didn't have my VFW hat on. I said, I don't want to wear that hat, you know? Oh, you young punks. But that's the culture, right? You got to fit in.
Both Wielden and Knox represent a generation of veterans looking for something that feels more personal than what the old line groups offer.
Legion and VFW leaders are trying to attract this new generation of vets to move away from the stereotype of old guys swapping war stories in smoky bars.
What?
Reach your hand and start grabbing.
This was a Halloween pumpkin carving party last month at VFW Post 8469 in Fairfax, Virginia.
So the idea behind this event is to bring out some of the veterans with families, some of our members with families, and potentially some community members who are eligible to be members of the post but haven't heard of us.
29-year-old Walter Sweeney is post commander.
And just be able to have something for the families to do and for the kids to do. To get together, to enjoy the time as a community.
There are a lot of younger veterans in Northern Virginia, and Post 8469 wants to make them feel at home. It has a website and a lively Facebook page, and at least once a quarter it tries something new, like this party.
I'm going to risk getting in trouble with higher-up VFW and say that we should have been where we are today 10 years ago. in the way that we reach out to younger veterans, in the way that we organize our online media, in the way we do events like this. You know, we're behind the power curve. We can't just sit here and wait for people to walk in and say, hey, we heard about the VFW and we want to be a member. We have to go out and get them.
But some posts won't even try to connect with younger veterans. And for those that do, if they aren't in places with a lot of young vets, even fancy websites or pumpkin carvings might not be enough.
Does anybody want a cookie for the road?
Oh, we'll take it.
For NPR News, this is Jay Price in Fairfax, Virginia.
And I'm Patricia Murphy in Seattle.